Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Monday, June 19th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. At long last, it's Monday, and our Wing TV viewers poll results, our first ever Wing TV poll. And the question we asked everybody was, who do you think is the biggest plant, shill, government op in the Patriot movement and or alternative media? We got a little thunder outside. You hear that for dramatic effect? So everything is right in place now. And before we get to the results, we want to thank everybody out there. And I mean everybody. When we made this question up last Monday, we thought, well, we'll list the top three recipients of votes. Then the votes started flooding in, and we said, well, we'll name the top five recipients. And they kept flooding in more and more. And finally, we said, we have so many votes here that we're going to name the top 10 recipients. And we do want to let everyone know that there were a total of 41 different people named as someone who is the biggest shill or operative. 41 different people.
We stuck to the top 10.
Right. So what you're going to see today and what you see on the Wing TV homepage is the top 10. And what we want you to do is, for a moment, try to think of 41 people in the alternative media. I mean, like, that's how many different people were named. So there's a lot of suspicious characters out there, at least,
as you said,
to you.
Everybody suspects everybody else.
Yeah, nobody trusts anybody anymore.
Which is probably a good thing.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to start from number 10 and go up through until we come to the number one vote getter today. Now, for number 10, it was the only tie. And it was a tie between Mr. Tom Flacco, who you can see right there.
Sort of.
There's Tom Flacco. He popped his bubble. And Mr. Daniel Hopsicker, who you can see right there. They're flying all over the place.
My eardrums are going to pop.
Mr. Daniel Hopsicker. Hold them up to there, Lisa, so they can see what we're doing. Number 9 goes to, we got to look at the list here, Greg Zemanski. Greg Zemanski makes it in at number...
The fiction writer.
At number 9. Whoa! It's Greg Zemanski.
The glare is awful today.
Yeah. All right. Number 8 we were kind of surprised about. Number 8 is...
The reptile man.
Yep. David Icke. There he is. We've got to find a way to get the glare off of these lights in there. Anyway, number 8 is David.
I don't like doing it. If I pop you with a thing, you're going to make that noise too.
All right, number 7. Coming in at number 7, we got a better
mess after.
We'll get our crew to do that. Oh, wait, we don't have a crew.
Right.
That's right. Number 7, Mr. George Norrie from Coast to Coast. AM, there he is.
Give me that.
George Norrie. Number 6 from Disinformation Now.
Miss Lightweight herself.
Miss Amy Goodman. There she is.
How come her face showed up?
Everybody has to see Amy. There's number 6. Number 5. Yes, indeed, number 5. And remember, for number 5, you're not ready for the truth. None other than Mr. Kyle Hence. Let's see if we can get him right up there.
Back.
Can't see him. Kyle Hence.
Wait a second. This one I want to get right in the face.
Kyle Hence, number 5. There he is.
Can we set this one on fire, too?
There he is. Number 4. Art Bell. Mr. Art Bell from Coast to Coast AM. He just came back this weekend. He's living now in Manila, in the Philippines. Number 4, Art Bell. There he is.
Art B.S. Bell. New World Order shill extraordinaire.
Number 3. Mike Rupert, who we did our show last Friday on. Whoa! You like to pop Mike Rupert, didn't you?
Look at this. You should see the photo gallery.
Yeah.
Beavis and Butthead pulling down their black briefs. It's going to be funny.
Like somebody else we know. Number 2. Mr. Jeff Rentz, there he is.
Ah, the compulsive liar.
There he is, Jeff Rentz.
Company man, Jeff Rentz. You guys should try this, it's really fun.
And last but not least, the number one vote getter. And we're going to get into our analysis here after this. The number one vote getter, he received more than 2 times as many votes as any other recipient. More than twice as many as anyone else. There he is. Mr. Alex Ego Jones, otherwise known as Hollywood Alex Jones.
Otherwise known as Spidey.
He is, Alex Jones. The number one vote-getter
Alex.
Our Wing TV viewers poll. There it is. So, as we said now, we want to thank everybody mm-hmm. out there. And we meet everybody because
right.
you went above and beyond the call of duty in responding to this and really made it something bigger than we ever imagined it to be. And we have to say right off the bat that Wing TV, Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani did receive some votes too,
uh-huh.
but not enough to make us into the top 10. And if we would have received enough, we would have put our names in there in the top 10.
Let's put it this way. I could count how many we got for us mm-hmm. on one hand and have fingers left over.
Yeah, so...
Which is a good thing.
People out there did vote for us in the yep. sake of fairness, but we didn't make the top 10, thank goodness.
We didn't make the top 50.
Now, also, well, there was only 41 that got it. 41 total vote getters. Now, a couple of days ago, Lisa and I were talking and saying, if we voted, mm-hmm. who would we vote for? Who would we vote for the number one show? Lisa, I'm going to let you go first.
It's so hard to choose between. For me, it would be a tie, but if I had to just pick one out of the three, I guess I'd give it to Alex Jones.
Okay. Now, I changed my vote from when we were talking a couple days ago.
I
said, first of all, I would name Jeff Rentz as the number uh-huh. one shill. But as I thought more and more about it, I'm going to vote for someone that only one other person voted for, very surprisingly, and that is Ted Anderson.
Mm.
Ted Anderson, the owner of GCN. Now, you might think that's a weird vote, but as we go through our analysis, you're going to see why. And we did get this from a guy named Mike. Mike was the only one who voted for him, and he says his vote is for the owner of GCN because they bill themselves as the alternative to the lamestream and give hacks like Alex Jones the seat that was supposedly saved for Mark Kernke and his wife Nancy. That's from Mike. I wrote back to Mike and said, you know what? You're right on the ball. You're right on the mark. And we're going to talk more about this in the days to come. But as it stands right now, let's go through this. As we said, 41 different people received votes.
Yep.
That means a lot of people out there don't trust a lot of people in their alternative media.
Do you want to go through the percentages?
Oh, yeah.
The top 10?
Yeah, well, actually, there were a few changes from that copy. So, Alex Jones received 24%.
Okay. Jeff Rentz received 12%.
Okay, all the rest are the same, I guess.
Okay, Mike Rupert, 11%. Mm-hmm. Art Bell, 7%. Kyle Hentz received 6%. Amy Goodman, 5%. George Norrie with 4%. Mm-hmm. David Icke rolled in at 4% also.
Uh-huh.
Greg Zemanski got 3%. Daniel Hopsicker, I can't even believe anybody still talks about Daniel Hopsicker. He got 3%.
Him and Tom Flacco tied for 10th place at 3%.
Now, those are just your top 10.
Right. And as we said, there were 41. Now, let's go through this. Let's analyze what all of you out there said. First of all, GCN. Between Alex Jones, the number one vote getter at 24%, and Jeff Rentz at, what was his percent? 12%. Between those two, they received 36% of the total vote. 36%. That
should be higher.
That means that over one of every three people voted for the two mainstays at Coast to Coast, Alex Jones and Jeff Rentz. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, well, it tells you there's not a lot of trust for these two individuals.
Correct.
And there are a significant number of people using their discernment.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Over one of every three. Now, And Jones and Rentz were number one and number two. Let's go to Alex Jones. He received 24% of the vote. That means one of every four people voted for Alex Jones. He received more than twice as many votes as anybody else. And I find it amazing. And in all honesty, Lisa, I was surprised. If I would have had to have chosen or picked who I thought would receive the most votes last Monday,
uh-huh.
I don't think I would have put Alex Jones as number one.
Who would you have put?
Well, I don't know. I didn't think at the time.
He's the one that gets the most FaceTime, though.
Yeah. Well,
you can't say that about Jeff Rentz. He doesn't really get FaceTime.
Yeah. But, I mean, I just didn't think. Maybe I underestimated the amount of distrust that people feel for Alex Jones. I guess I didn't.
Maybe it's a Spidey routine.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I kind of think that first of all, that his stunt last weekend at Bilderberg really threw a lot of people off because he deliberately got himself detained, made a big production out of it, and when the whole thing was said and done, it was all about Alex, 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 Alex.
That was There's it. A person who posted on Conspiracy Central, which is a website forum, and this person said, it was me who called all the reporters in Canada.
Meaning him.
To interview Alex Stone, this guy named Mikey.
Mm-hmm.
And he's telling all the people in this forum, it was him who got the media attention to Alex Jones.
And Conspiracy Central is nothing but a whole, but an entire scam operation there anyways.
Well, all the losers that hang out on the other forums, for the other media shows, converge there too.
Yeah.
But very interesting, huh?
Yeah, I think so. And also, I think with Alex Jones charging $74 a ticket for his upcoming L.A. event. I mean, all of these things. And Alex Jones, 24% of the total vote. It's amazing to us that he received that many. Now, Jeff Rentz.
Well, before you get to Jeff Rentz, the bottom line, going back to Ted Anderson, the bottom line with Ted isn't to pander to his Christian patriot audience. He's not a Christian patriot. He's a bottom line man.
Yeah.
And his bottom line is the almighty dollar.
And I wonder what Ted Anderson's going to think, because we're going to send these results to him this afternoon and show him that the top two vote-getters, the most distrusted people in the alternative media, are his two mainstays of
BCN. I don't
really
think it's going to matter, because as long as people keep feeding Ted's bottom line, that's all that matters.
Yeah, it's like the government with the IRS. If people keep paying their taxes, nothing's going to change. If people keep giving GCN their money, nothing's going to change, and you're going to have the two most distrusted people still remaining there. Now, Jeff Rentz, one of the voters, said, Lisa, that he has the most sophisticated form of disinformation of all these people, which is very interesting.
Well, you know, he's very genteel.
Uh-huh.
See, and when you throw in a little opera, you know, a little Mario Lanza, a little culture, a little NyQuil well-modulated tone of voice.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, what they're saying is that this isn't obvious disinfo that Rentz is doing. He's taking it to a sophisticated level.
This is more subtle. That's why. Yeah. He's like the antithesis of the Jones delivery.
Yeah. Yeah. And, his is one where you have to really have some smarts to be able to get through it and see it. I know John Kaminsky, it took him years to finally realize that Rentz is a scam site, and now he's writing about it quite often.
He just wrote an article that's really good called The Mind Lock. It's a latest part of a series that he's been writing. And in it, he says Rentz's website is a phony website, so you go figure.
All right, the next one was Coast to Coast AM. Between George Norrie and Art Bell, they received 10% of the entire vote, which we think is significant.
But it should have been higher, too.
The most disappointing thing about Coast to Coast AM is they're in about 550 markets.
Lisa. Right.
550, 8 million listeners, and there's no single entity around that could do more
Absolutely. To
change the world and to help the Patriot movement.
Let's put it this way. To compete with the mainstream media, what we would need would be a significant audience they garner, and of course they're using their audience demographic basically for evil.
Well, shadow people, ghosts,
distraction, diversion,
prophet Yahweh, speaking with the dead,
it's
and
not
blah
for
blah
truth.
Blah. And every once in a while they will have a quote unquote truth teller in there, but the person they have on more than any other is the number one vote getter, the most distrusted shill. Alex Jones. So do we have a little bit of a symbiotic relationship there between Coast to Coast and GCN? I don't know.
One of their favorite guests on those programs is one of your most distrusted patriots.
Well, your most distrusted. Yeah. Now, Mike Rupert came in at number four. What we're basically saying about him is there's no one whose star has fallen farther than Mike Rupert. So, I mean, you remember a few years ago, Lisa, he was really king of the hill.
Yes,
he was the biggest of the big. And
such
now,
as it is.
Yeah. Today, he's washed up, he's exposed, he's kaput, and we're going to make a prediction that
King of the virtual hill, Victor.
Yeah. By this time next year, we don't even think Mike Rupert's going to be around. I mean, what's the use? His effectiveness for the other side has been so obliterated.
Rupert retired.
It's done. So, yeah. I mean, his effectiveness is gone. All right, number five, Kyle Hentz. Old number five, Kyle Pence. We know him as best. What's his saying, Lisa? No one will ever forget it.
So people aren't ready to know the truth. And this guy has basically acted as a liaison between 9/11 research and the 9/11 victim families. Mm-hmm. He gave all of these researchers in the truth effort, in the so-called movement, the impression for years now, that he was passing along information to the 9/11 families when in fact he was privishing it. He was sitting on it and distracting and diverting them away. In fact, he's been under attack, under fire in some 9/11 groups online in the last week.
Yeah.
Just because one person tried to characterize him as a hero.
Yeah. And what's most amazing is this guy's been so discredited, as have all the others in the 9/11 mafia. Mm-hmm. Yet, a couple weekends ago, Kyle Hentz, along with Kubiak and Levis and all of these other members of the 9/11 media or mafia were still speaking at this Chicago event. Now, how can this be? How can this be, yet they're still there?
When you see them on the stage, you should boo them off. Throw tomatoes.
Yeah, and one of the voters said that Hentz and his ilk are the Pied Pipers of propaganda, and we don't think it could be summed up any better than that.
Right.
Amy Goodman, next in line.
What's to say? An avoidist?
Yeah.
She I called this woman 18 times.
Yeah.
18 times trying to get her to talk about 9/11 truth. And 18 times she avoided me.
Yeah.
What the hell does she talk about?
I mean, it's no wonder that the Democrats don't have the White House, they don't have the Senate, they don't have the House of Representatives. The Libby Libs are still tuning in to Disinfo Now, her show, and anyone that wants to find out more information, what her salary is, where her money comes from, what groups are behind her, go to leftgatekeepers.com.
Right.
There's a chart there. The whole thing's mapped out. The liberals are probably maybe the stupidest bunch of people in this country, at least those that are still skittering behind Miss Amy Goodman.
CIA Amy Goodman.
Now, how about Greg Zemanski?
Poor Greg needs $7,500. Is that just for this month? What's he going to need next month? Another $7,500?
He's quickly become the biggest beggar on the Internet. One person who voted called him the most obvious shill.
Right.
As you see the difference between Zemanski and Rentz. Mm-hmm. Rentz has sophisticated disinfo, while Zemanski is just so obvious in his shill qualities that anybody that doesn't see through it. Plus, he's the same guy that follows along after the people that talk about Barbara Olson being arrested and Bush Cheney indicted. Plus, Greg Zemanski actually faked an interview with Morgan Reynolds.
That's right.
People in the mainstream media like Jason Blair and Stephen Glass, they do something like that, they get fired. For some unknown reason, Zemanski is still in there, and we don't know why.
This guy writes total BS. He writes lies. And I don't know why any self-respecting news venue would put him up, even in an editorial or even a clerk position.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Pull the plug on this guy.
He writes lies. He writes total fiction, and he will bring down the credibility of any venue he's associated with.
Maybe
he should pimp his bird out to get a job, since he obviously doesn't want to work himself.
Yeah. $7,500 for 1 month expenses. I was talking to someone on the phone yesterday. They said that comes to about $90,000 a year. Greg Zemanski needs $90,000 a year to keep going?
And you want to know something? We saw this guy last year in New York on 9/11, and he doesn't look disabled. He was walking around on his own 2 feet.
Yeah, get a job,
Zemanski. He looked pretty stocky, pretty healthy. Greg, go to work.
Yeah. David Icke, reptiles. Mm. I don't know what else there is to say about that. And last but not least, Daniel Hopsicker and Tom Flacco, they tied for number 10. Now, Hopsicker, I was very surprised at the number of votes that came in about him because, in all honesty, I didn't even know that he was still around.
Yeah.
I mean, you remember that interview we did with him, Lisa?
Yeah, he sounded like he was crunching light bulbs the whole time.
He was just, he completely lost it. He flipped out. And he still says that 19 Arab hijackers masterminded 9/11. It's unbelievable. Then we have...
How many books did he write saying that? 2, 3?
Yeah.
So he has to finish selling his print run. So he's going to probably continue saying 19 hijackers till the end of time.
Yeah, as long as he has books still out in his garage. And we have Tom Flacco, of course, who says Bush Cheney indicted. Guess what? They're still in office. The Chicago MI5
subway shooting.
Total lie, never happened. Barbara Olson... found alive, arrested, detained.
What about at the Rayburn building? Did you pass that bogus around too, where they flew in the mechanics from Albuquerque, New Mexico, blindfolded and told them they were in Canada?
Yeah. So he tied, and I thought actually Flocka would be higher on the list.
Yeah.
But we're glad that he did make it. So yeah, Popsicker and him tied. Now, there is one thing, if you go to the Wing TV homepage, read our analysis, there's one thing that we added that nobody talked about. And that was these paid spammers and the paid lurkers in the chat rooms. And even though they're not recognized names, these people are very vital to this whole disinformation process, because when someone like Tom Flocka puts out an article, Bush Cheney indicted, how do you think it gets disseminated across the internet so quickly? Well, it's these paid spammers that are hired directly by the NSA, the CIA, these intel operations. They're the ones that get it everywhere. That's why you see 10 of these in your inbox and you think, who the hell is sending this trash? Well, it's the government ops, the paid spammers.
The only other alternative to that is that we've got some extremely stupid people on the internet. And I hate to think anybody's that stupid.
Yeah, the useful idiots and blah, blah, blah. Then you have these paid lurkers, these losers that are in all the different chat rooms, these little chat rooms. These are the guys that are either such losers that they still live with their mother in their basement, or they're paid disinfo people that sit there, so whenever anybody attacks Alex Jones or Jeff Renz or Mike Rupert, they all swoop down on them and make sure that nobody touches them. They're a little protection racket.
They find a reason to justify, Victor, anything that these people do wrong. Yeah. I mean, and I've seen it time and time again. Somebody could point out valid facts. Hey, this guy did this. This is wrong. They'll find 10 reasons why that's okay.
Yeah.
Because it's the gray area.
There's no bigger losers anywhere that I know of than these lurkers in these chat rooms that spend 24 hours a day there. They don't have a job. Mm-hmm. They don't have a girlfriend or a wife. They don't have a life. They don't have anything. They're the biggest low-life, bottom-feeder losers there are.
I think some of them have girlfriends or wives. One of them has one called
their sister?
Called Ape, if you can believe that.
What do you mean, their sisters?
No, it's supposedly the guy's wife, and he calls her Ape.
Oh, very classy.
But, you know, we find a lot of these same people in circulate around different forums.
Oh, yeah, you see the same names.
So it's not just in one, and they never use their real name. They always use some stupid, like, video game screen name.
Like Star Trek.
Because they're so brave.
Yeah. Anyways, there are some good ones out there. We don't want to make it seem like everybody is a disinfo shill.
Right.
There's people like Michael Collins Piper. There's Visigoth, Frank Whalen, Christopher Bolin, Bill Broombaugh, Mark Lind, Mark Farrell, Sam and Trish Britton, Michael Corbin, Kelly McGinley, Patriot Jim Kuzua, Michael Langston, Laura Knight Jadzik, Russell Pickering. There are good people out there. Now that you have voted that these are your results, what are you going to do about it? Do you want to settle for disinformation, or do you want truth? If you want disinformation, keep supporting these people. If you don't, follow the ones that are giving you the truth. It's that simple.
Let me add something, too. A lot of people are asking us all the time, well, who should we trust?
Yeah.
If this one and that one and the other one are all untrustworthy, they're shills, they're liars, they're ops, whatever, who should we trust? This is why we have to do things the way we do.
Yeah.
Because nobody has come up with any better method for discerning who's for real and who isn't for real.
That's right.
And if you know a better way to ferret out the bullshit artists from the people who are genuine truth tellers, and I tell you, this circle is small and growing smaller every single day.
Yeah, this is it.
You let us know.
This is it. You voted. Your results now are on the Wing TV homepage. We're going to keep them up there. And now, if you want to combat the paid spammers, it's your responsibility. Go to your email list and let everybody know who the top 10 shills are in the alternative media.
And not only that, send out the truth. Circulate truth to counter the spam and the BS that gets sent around, the phony stories, the lies, the fiction tellers like Greg Zemanski, Flocka, Hopsicker, and the rest of them.
That's right. So we'd like to thank everybody one last time. You don't know how much it means to us. We're doing this show for you. We're giving you the results. We compiled it all, and this is really a reflection of all the work and all the truth that everybody out there wants. This is the culmination of everything, and we're so proud of you for stepping up to the plate and giving us such a very good way to start the weekly Wing TV poll.
And it shows that a lot of you out there are paying attention.
Exactly.
And you're not being fooled.
That's right.
And hats off to you.
Tomorrow we're going to have Mr. Bill Brumbaugh on for his monthly appearance on Wing TV. So we'd like to thank everybody once again. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on.
Today's photo gallery is a song by Ian Hunter called Bastard.
Very appropriate. We'll see you tomorrow.